Best of the Midwest series tells you about fun places to go, a convenient drive from Chicago, but a good way to get away for a day or a few days. And we have talked about this place before. You may have heard commercials recently for a place called Hocking Hills. Karen Raymore is the executive director of the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. Welcome back. Nice to see you.
Thank you. It's nice to be back.
Yeah, we always appreciate you making the journey here. I know that you have a home that's closer than Ohio, but it's always good to have you in the studio. Hocking Hills is about an hour southeast of Columbus. Is that about right?
Yes, that's pretty accurate.
How long is the drive then from downtown Chicago?
About 6.5 hours.
And what is Hocking Hills? Is that a town? Is that a region?
It's a county, but really also a region.
Hocking Hills County?
It's Hocking County.
I see.
And then the Hocking Hills is predominantly in Hocking County, but it really stretches out because we're in the foothills of Appalachia, so it kind of covers a little bit beyond the county line.
So is it hilly? Is it rocky?
Yes, it is. It's where the glacier stopped. And so where most people think of the Midwest and you think of very flat, a lot of farmland, Hocking Hills is quite the opposite. It is extremely hilly, and you can almost see the line where that glacier stopped, and all of a sudden the landscape changes dramatically.
You have rivers and streams?
We do. The Hocking River is a historic river and also goes all the way down to the Ohio River and is real popular for canoeing and kayaking.
So is that what people do when they go to Hocking Hills?
The biggest attraction is the hiking, because the Hocking Hills State Park, which is the most visited state park in Ohio, has many miles of hiking trails and very dramatic trails with waterfalls and prehistoric caves. And not caves like you think of an enclosed space. These are sandstone caves, so the tops are open. But you get the drama of the cave walls. And
like you're walking through a canyon, a type canyon.
Yes, more of like a ravine canyon. So the hiking is probably the number one draw.
Is it a forested area?
Yes, it is, very much so. The Hocking Forest, which is a state forest, is adjacent to the state park.
I see. So then folks come from Chicago.
They do.
And where do they stay when they head out there?
Well, where you stay is part of the quintessential Hocking Hills experience. We don't have a lot of brand name hotels. We have a couple, but predominantly it's short-term rentals in the form of cabins and lodges. And it's not, you know, the rustic hunting cabin you might imagine. These are very luxurious cabins. And they have all the comforts of home, full kitchen, a lot of them have game rooms, more and more of them have pools. So you're really renting a space for your whole family, or if it's just a couple, you know, for two people, they have smaller romantic cabins. But that's a part of the whole experience, because we're a part of the dark night sky, so you have great stargazing, because these cabins are just scattered all through the hills.
And is this lodging then in towns, though, small communities, or is it just stuck out in a park somewhere?
It's pretty much just out in rural Hocking County. We do have the county seat is the city of Logan, and that's where the hotels are located.
How big is Logan?
About 7,000.
Oh, so it is
a small town. Oh, yeah, it's a very small town. Well, the whole county is only about 28,000.
I want to go to a bar and get a drink.
Yeah, we got some good ones in Logan. We got the Shamrock Irish Pub right down Main Street, which is a great, great spot. Home Tavern.
Yeah.
Another great one that people love.
A lot of times, though, when we promote places to go, people are interested in the locally brewed beers or distilled whiskeys or wines. I guess you have some of that, too.
We do. We have now more and more wineries because they're becoming so popular, but we've got four that are right in the Hocking Hills region and a couple of breweries. We have a moonshine distillery.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we do.
Moonshine.
Moonshine.
So what is that like? Like a vodka, like a clear liquid?
Well, it's like a clear. Yeah. It's a grain alcohol.
Yeah.
So it's like clear. But the distillery is also now making bourbon.
I see. Yeah, that's kind of a popular commodity these days.
So, yeah, if we have a company that will actually take you to all of these places and be your driver.
Speaking of somebody to escort you, then are there escorted tours through the area? Or if I'm going to go hiking, is it pretty self-explanatory?
Yes, it is. They keep the trails very well marked. And they have great maps, but, and of course, you have to stay on the trail at that state park. It's not the case at all state parks, but it's the law in hocking because the only time that they have any serious accidents is when people go off trail.
Yeah, sure. So it sounds kind of rugged then.
It is. I mean, you know, there are trails that are very accessible. They're paved. If you have a wheelchair, you're fine. And then there are trails that when you get done, you know you've hiked.
So I guess those are marked. I'll know what I'm getting on.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
What about like I want to do whitewater rafting or a pontoon boat or something?
We don't have whitewater rafting, but we do have pontoon boats. Lake Logan is another state park that's in very close to the city of Logan. And Lake Logan is a no-wake lake. So pontoon boats as well as kayaks and paddle boats and kind of everybody plays there. Good fishing. So we do have the pontoon boats.
I suppose there's golf out that way too then?
We have a little bit. We have one 18-hole course.
Okay, but really the image you're printing is not the Dells.
No, not at all.
It really is kind of back to nature.
That's what we're all about, is that communing with nature, completely immersing yourself into Mother Nature. And
is glamping a thing out there?
It is, very big. And we've got everything from yurts and geodesic domes to Conestoga wagons.
Really?
Yeah, lots of really great varieties.
Well, the commercial says you can stay in a tree house or a hobbit house or stuff like that, right?
That's right. We've got hobbit houses that are built like right into the... In fact, there's one, it's called The Cave, and it's a lodging that was built right into the cave.
I know you have some events coming up. Before we let you go, just talk about some of the things that are going on.
Sure. Every June, the Thursday, Friday, and Saturday before Father's Day, we have the annual Washboard Music Festival. The last operating washboard company in the country is in Logan. So they celebrate the washboard as a musical instrument, and it's just a real fun small-town festival.
Kind of a bluegrass feel?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay, that's coming up this summer,
that's,
you said?
That's in June.
June. What about that Airstream thing?
Yeah, that's the first weekend of May, and we will have 100 Airstreams parked and camping in downtown Logan on Main Street. They line up Main Street, and it's quite a sight.
Kind of the equivalent of the Harley Fest that they have in South Dakota, maybe. Everybody brings their Airstreams there?
Yeah, not quite what Sturgis is. I mean, it's not as robust.
Nutty.
It's pretty mellow because most of the Airstream owners are mature.
Things are beautiful, though, aren't they?
They're gorgeous.
And, you know, during the pandemic, I know you'll know this, but the Airstream industry exploded.
Yes.
The RVs, the Winnebagos, people wanted to get out, and you couldn't find one of those things.
Oh, I know. And Airstreams are made right in Ohio.
Are they?
So, yeah, they sure are. So it's just an exciting thing that to see in the downtown, and it helps. We've been trying to revitalize our downtown like a lot of small communities are doing for quite some time, so this helps a lot.
Well, that all sounds good, but you know what I'm really into is pencil sharpeners. You wouldn't happen to have anything for people that are into pencil sharpeners.
Well, we might. We have the world's only pencil sharpener museum, if you can believe there is one, and we just reopened it. The original structure that it was housed in, you know, the carpenter ants and carpenter bees got the better of it. So we had a new structure built, new display cases. And you chuckle when you say, oh, pencil sharpening museum. But then they go and see it and they're amazed.
Really?
It really is. There's over 5,000 pencil sharpeners.
You told me before we went on the air that you had a pencil sharpener museum, and I told you not to lead with that. But that does sound kind of charming in its own way.
Believe it or not, we have had people come from as far away as Switzerland specifically to see that museum.
They would. Okay, so sorry, Switzerland, if you're listening, but that sounds fun. 847 says, Hocking Hills is so amazing. My family went there about 7 years ago. They cannot stop talking about our trip there. We stayed in the Glass House.
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
It's one of the really wonderful rentals that is there. I've been in the Glass House, actually, and it's beautiful.
It's a glass house?
Well, the whole front is all glass, and there's a fountain, and it's, like I said, it's a really beautiful property.
I have your visitor's guide here. Is this something people should get?
We highly recommend it, particularly if you're thinking of planning a trip anytime soon. You can get it, you know, from our website, of course, or you can call us, and we're happy to send it to you. But it has not just all the events, but information about the parks.
And all the cabins, many of the lodges and cabins are pictured here.
Yes.
You can see what we're talking about. Okay, so what do I need to do to get this, Karen? What do you want me to do?
Well, you want to go to explorehockinghills.com.
Explorehockinghills.com. Mm-hmm. And then I can get this. I can probably click through and find a lot of information.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's right there on the homepage. You just click it and, you know, enter your address and we will mail it to you. You can also view the digital version on the website.
Karen Raymore is the Executive Director of Hocking Hills Tourism Association. And one more time, explorehockinghills.com. What a pleasure, Karen. Nice to see you again.
Thank you. Nice to see you, too.